This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
Hi, my name's Jelena. I'm from Serbia and Montenegro. I'm engineer of telecommunication. I study English because I want to improve myself and find a good job.
So, Jelena, welcome to Grammar Challenge. Thank you for taking part. The first thing I want you to do is to have a listen to some people talking and try and answer this question. Is it easy or difficult for people to contact Kate?
My sister Kate's just started her own computer repair business.
Oh, really? How easy is it for people to get in touch with her quickly?
Well, if someone emails her, she replies straight away. Or they can phone the office, and if she doesn't answer, the machine takes a message. If she's out, she has her mobile with her.
Okay, Jelena, so is it easy or difficult?
I think it is easy because she have a mobile every time.
Okay, yes, it's easy for people to contact Kate. And I want you to listen again to some of that conversation and what small word is used in each of these sentences.
If someone emails her, she replies straight away. If she doesn't answer, the machine takes a message. If she's out, she has her mobile with her.
So which word do we hear?
That word is a if.
If. The word is if. Well done. And if is used in all of these sentences because they are about possibilities, about things that might or might not happen. Now, for a bit more on this topic, it's over to our grammar expert, Nuala.
When we want to talk about a possible or imaginary situation, a condition, and the consequences of it, the result, we can use a structure called the zero conditional. In this structure, we're talking about every time a particular condition happens, the result is always the same. In our example, every time someone sends Kate an email, she writes back immediately. So the condition, that's the if part, is that someone emails her. And the result, what happens, is that she always writes a reply at once. Listen again.
If someone emails her, she replies straight away.
Every time she doesn't answer the phone, her phone machine takes a message for her. Here, the condition is that she isn't in her office, and the result is that her machine always takes a message. Listen again.
If she doesn't answer, the machine takes a message.
We make the zero conditional with if, followed by a present simple verb.
If someone emails her.
Followed by another verb in the present simple.
She replies straight away.
In the zero conditional examples we heard today, we've used if. But you can also use when, and it has exactly the same meaning.
When someone emails her, she replies straight away.
So, to recap then, when we want to talk about a possible situation where something might or might not happen, and the consequences of it, what will always happen as a result, we use the zero conditional. And we make it with if or when, followed by the present simple, followed by another present simple verb. That's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Right, Jelena. The zero conditional. Have you heard of that before?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So you're confident?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Right. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to give you some prompts and a few words. And you have to take those words and make a sentence which is a zero conditional sentence. For example, if I say, mix blue and red, get purple. You could say,
if you mix blue and red, you get purple.
Excellent. Okay. You heat water, boil.
If you heat water, it boils.
Very well done. You heat ice, melt.
If you heat ice, it melts.
Excellent. Well done. Metal get wet, rust.
If metal gets wet, rusts.
You need a subject.
It rusts.
Excellent. Very well done. If metal gets wet, it rusts. You buy something online, pay by credit card.
Okay. If you buy something online, you pay by credit card.
Excellent. Very well done, Yelena, with your grammar challenge.
bbclearningenglish.com